North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory explained Thursday why he does not think that signing new abortion regulations violates a campaign promise. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
When McCrory was a candidate for governor, a moderator asked him this question during a debate.
If you're elected governor, what further restrictions on abortion would you agree to sign? I'll start with you, Mr. McCrory.
None.
But a bill passed this week will be the second one restricting abortions that McCrory will sign. The first one was 2 years ago. It barred cities and counties from covering abortions as part of their employee health plans. It forbid insurance companies in North Carolina from offering plans on the Obamacare exchange that cover abortions. And it called for new regulations for abortion clinics, although some abortion rights advocates have offered cautious praise for how McCrory's administration is developing those regulations. The second bill just passed. It extends the waiting period between when women first consult a provider and then get an abortion from 1 day to 3 days. McCrory says he'll sign it.
If anything, I ensure that that bill was written so women would not be denied access or further access.
In a press conference broadcast on WRAL, McCrory explained his reasoning. He emphasized that the waiting period does not require two doctor's visits. It can start with a phone call to a clinic.
I think it's a very reasonable and fair option, as we also had during the 24-hour waiting period. I and others made sure that that remained, in addition to ensuring that other things that were added to that bill were then removed from the bill, which I think would have denied access or limited access.
McCrory didn't say specifically what those things were. Once he signs the bill into law, the 72-hour waiting period will go into effect in October. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk.